You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Barkindji woman Liliana Bennett can still recall her grandmother talking about taking the family down to the riverbank to fish and hunt for goanna. The riverbank in the New South Wales town of Wilcannia was a place of safety and community for her family, a place to relax and tell stories. But the Indigenous communities who have lived there for thousands of years are mourning the loss of their lifeblood and the environment.
Nobody wants to be around here. The young mob don't want to be around here. Like, it's very upsetting, you know. They're all going out to Broken Hill or going to bigger towns. I would like to see water, rather as it being an economical source for Australia, it's got to be a source for everyone. People shouldn't have to pay for water, and I don't think anyone should have water rights apart from that riverbed.
Covering an area of more than 1 million square kilometres, or 14% of mainland Australia, the Murray-Darling Basin is the country's largest river system. It runs from Queensland into New South Wales and the Australian Capital Territory, then out through Victoria and South Australia. It includes 77,000 kilometres of rivers and more than 25,000 wetlands. In recent years, drought and climate change have hurt the river as well as mass irrigation, with millions of fish dying as a result of poor water quality and dryness. Barkindji man Michael Smacker Wyman says as water levels in the Darling River continue to drop, there are fears native animals that hold spiritual significance will disappear from the region.
When you lose one of your animal totems, you're losing your identity. So it's a big, our totems play a big part in our life of who we are and all our dreaming stories as well. So it's another story altogether. But they play a very important role in our culture. And our song ones.
The Yamagana Barker Corroboree Festival has moved from Walgett to Menindi, with participants dancing for rain to bring hope for future generations, and many of those travelling sharing concerns their culture may be lost as the river dries up. An independent inquiry into the water sharing plan of the Barwon-Darling River found provisions allowed for increased access to low flows has caused poor ecological and social outcomes downstream of Bourke. Earlier this year, the National Resources Commission made 17 recommendations, including stricter regulations on when irrigators can pump from the river. Barkindji elder Badger Bates says the river should be shared by everyone.
People should not rape the river. The river belongs to everyone, not just us Barkindji people. With it all, everyone's entitled to water. And why I say this, what the government is letting the people do, the big irrigators, is wrong, because there again, with the big irrigators, it's the government's fault.
As well as ancient oral tradition, art has played a key role in helping the Barkindji community express its distress about the state of the river. Eddie Harris is a Barkindji artist with work on display at an exhibition in Sydney called River on the Brink.
All we ask for is a flow along the river, just to keep the river running. So it's clear, like when I grew up as a kid, when the river got low, you could see the fish swimming around and clear, and you can drink the water, and it was just beautiful, the water.
Federal Water Minister David Littleproud says he'd like to see Aboriginal basin communities involved with implementing the basin plan. Barkindji elders say a New South Wales Royal Commission investigating the operations and effectiveness of the Murray-Darling Basin system should be the next step.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.